This is the brief on a promising new treatment trial for active lupus. We're going to look at a new phase 3 trial testing obinutuzumab, a drug that acts like a highly targeted bouncer, whose sole job is to kick the rowdy rogue B cells causing systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE, right out of the club, to see if it can help patients who aren't getting enough relief from standard therapies. First, let's talk about the massive primary win at week 52. Where over 3/4 of patients on the drug saw a major reduction in disease activity, hitting an SRI-4 response compared to just 53.5% on the placebo. Second, so the drug clearly works on paper, but does it actually improve day-to-day life? Well, it swept all the key secondary endpoints, crucially increasing the time before patients suffered a flare-up. You might hear that and think, sure, lowering disease scores is great, but are patients actually getting off steroids? Yes, they absolutely are, achieving sustained reductions in those harsh steroid doses. Finally, but as we know with any powerful drug, we have to look at the cost to the body. Looking at the side effects, adverse events were slightly higher for the drug group, about 89% versus 81.5% for the placebo, and serious events were roughly 16% compared to 12%. However, only one patient died in the drug group compared to 3 in the placebo group. So you're trading lupus symptoms for drug side effects. Is it worth it? For severe autoimmune treatments, this is a typical and often very worthwhile trade-off. Ultimately, obinutuzumab delivers a powerful, multi-layered strike against active lupus, offering a highly effective new weapon for patients who desperately need better options.